It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 18th day in the month of July 2024 and it's a beautiful and an amazing new day. We are grateful for the gift of life, for breath, for everything we are able to achieve this morning, for everything our body can do. We want to say a very, very big thank you to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God of all creation. We ascribe all glory, honor and adoration. If you're alive also, I want you to take a moment of your time to ascribe all glory to the Ancient of Days. If you're new to the show, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's a time of the day where we get to take our devotion and we get to equip ourselves for the day. If you are a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. So gather your friends, family, your community, and let us fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. So if you are here on this show, I want to welcome you. It is not a coincidence that you get to sit with us this morning and listen to the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Seal of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And once again, I want to welcome you to this very, very, very special episode. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Flee Fornication. Flee Fornication. Our hymn for today, we're taking from hymn 31 of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual. You can find it at the back of your manual if you have one. Our hymn for today is Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 15 to chapter 19. Isaiah from chapter 15 to chapter 19. Our memory verse for today will be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Let's take it together again. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 3 to 8. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 3 to 8. From verse 3 it says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it's fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic says, flee fornication. Flee fornication. The manual says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 16 to 17. We can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 16 to 17. The above passage says that God destroys fornicators. He destroys them himself. If a believer does not want God to destroy him or her, he or she must avoid fornication by all means. When fornication comes knocking on the door of your heart, you must flee. How do you flee fornication? First, stay away from anything that can lead to fornication. Don't stay in secluded places alone with someone of the opposite sex. Don't have immoral conversation with that fellow who claims to be your friend, because evil communication corrupts good manner. We can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. If someone is making sexual advances at you, run. Don't give room for the fellow to try and convince you at all. When Potiphar's wife was trying to get Joseph to sleep with her, he ran for his dear life. We can see that in Genesis chapter 39, from verse 7 to 12. Beloved, there is no point in Christians entering into romantic relationships if the mutual intention is not marriage. A relationship like that is a time bomb waiting to blow up its participants. If you cannot tell your pastor that you want to go into a relationship with someone, then you must not go into that relationship. A child of God should not have casual romantic relationships. Rather, he or she should have a fiance or fiancé. If you are mature enough to get married and the desire to have sexual relationships is getting so, and if you are mature enough to get married and the desire to have sexual relations is getting so much that it is difficult to cope, then get married. God sanctions sexual relations only within the confines of marriage. To avoid the destruction that comes with fornication, it is better that you get married. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. There is absolutely nothing worthwhile to gain or enjoy from fornicating. The result is always destruction. If you don't believe me, ask Samson or Reuben. They will tell you that if they could reverse time, the only thing they would change about their lives is that they would avoid fornication. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says there is absolutely nothing worthwhile to gain or enjoy from fornicating. The result is always destruction. The result is always destruction. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can always share with them. And how do you do that? Visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always find our past and current Open Heaven devotionals there. Click on the share button on each of them that you want to share and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning as well as every of our other shows. You can listen to us live by visiting the same website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button on your screen and you can view. You can also download our mobile application on Play Store and iOS. You can download and enjoy all our programs. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather again to listen to another session of our Open Heaven, please do remain blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day today. God bless you.